Hello, this is Aaron Raceco again with Z-Pulley Inc. here to show another very much alpha plugin for QGIS that I've been working on, but hopefully showing off some interesting functionality where plugins can start to dive into the actual base QGIS layout and do some pretty interesting things all from Python. As always, you can go to my QGIS plugins repository located at qgisplugins.z-pulley.com and see my plugins all in the web-based interface, but you can also use that exact same address in the plugin installer within QGIS itself. And today we're going to actually look at the mirror map plugin that I've been working on to show some very basic ideas about adjusting the QGIS interface itself and making duplicate map canvases to work on within the QGIS environment. We're going to go ahead and start up QGIS. This is a 1.0 or greater plugin, so you need to have the 1.0 release, which just happened this last month, or greater. And basically, in order to install new plugins, you need to go to the Plugins menu, go to Fetch Python Plugins, and within this little plugin itself, this is actually a Python plugin itself, you can browse different repositories of people's plugins. In order to get to mine, you need to go ahead and add a new repository with the Add button. I've already done that here, but as you can see, all you'll have to do is name it and then give that same URL I pointed to before and make sure that it's enabled, qgisplugins.zpulley.com. Once you've done that, my plugins will start showing up within the available plugins window down here. So we're going to go ahead and install the mirror map plugin, but first I just wanted to show you there's a whole range of plugins available within these repositories, and it's really exciting to see all this active development going on within the Python community. So let's go ahead and select the mirror map plugin. We'll go ahead and install that plugin. Very quick, go ahead and it installs. It says now we need to go into the plugin manager in order to enable it. So we'll hit OK, close out the Python fetching tool, and instead we'll now open up the Manage Plugins window. And inside of here you'll see all of the plugins, some that default ship with QGIS and some that we've gone ahead and added through these third-party repositories. And one that we're interested in now is the Mirror Map plugin. We can see that it's been installed. We'll go ahead and enable it, give it a checkbox, and select OK. And what you'll notice is over here, this is a plugins menu over here on the toolbar. You'll be able to see that the Mirror Map plugin has been installed. It's also been added to the plugins up here on the main file menu through the plugins, and you'll be able to see it has its own little about and start icon here within the file menu. So we're going to go ahead and load a layer into our main map canvas. Something maybe that we don't have much reference for, something like cities shapefile for the entire world. And as you can see, the canvas works as normal. But what we'd like to do is maybe get some reference information side by side with this so we can see some tracking information. So what we're going to do is fire up the Mirror Map plugin, and what it'll do is it actually went ahead and split the main map canvas into two areas. The left canvas is actually the original map canvas, still has our main data loaded, and the right hand panel is actually now a new map canvas, completely disjoint from the original one, and the main QGIS interface has been shifted so that that new canvas can be added side by side. So let's go ahead and look at this new little pop-up window that came up. And basically it has options of adding new layers. You can see add a raster, add an OGR-based vector. In the future, I'll add support for adding databases and WMS layers like the main canvas has. But for now, we're just playing with rasters and vectors. It has the ability to go ahead and remove the mirror canvas and get back to your normal state, as well as just closing out this dialog. So let's go ahead and add a raster layer over there, and we're going to go ahead and add just a very basic image over there. And then maybe what we'll also do is go ahead and add that same cities layer over there so we can see how it's added on top for reference. And we'll go ahead and close this dialog. And what you'll see is that as the map moves in the normal QGIS canvas, the right-hand map now tracks that identically as a reference. So we can go ahead and do things like zoom in. And we'll go ahead and zoom into an area of interest. And this really gives us some nice ability to see reference information in the map directly next door without actually polluting our main map canvas. That's about it. We can also pop this dialog back up, and we can show the removing of the mirror. We'll just go ahead and bring you back to your normal map canvas state. Well, that's it. Again, this is a Python plugin for QGIS 1.0 or greater, showing basically the ability to modify some pretty fundamental aspects of the QGIS desktop environment itself, as well as adding a second canvas and tying signals from one canvas to the other, such as pan and zoom, so that those two canvases interact. As always, you can follow some of the stuff that I'm doing on my blog, reprojected.com, and this is Aaron Racicot from ZPulley Inc. Thank you very much for watching.